This is the second volume in the Dallin Howard's Classics of Tlingit Oral Literature, and welcome it is. The first volume retold the myths and legends of the people. This one pays tribute to the oratory. The spoken word is all important to a people who have no traditional written language. Add a deeply sensitive, emotional, and creative group, and you have the powerful oratory Tlingits have developed over the centuries. The Dallin Howards are the perfect couple to make the first-time translation into English, one a poet, the other a native Tlingit speaker with deep roots in Southeast Alaska. Together they discuss, in the very informative introduction and preface, the difficulties of translating nuances and inflections of the language. For example, there are many terms for spirit and spiritual healing in their practitioners. The all-inclusive shaman or medicine man is far too broad. Even the word spirit is slippery to grasp. The next section is the speeches themselves, mostly comforting speeches at the often misunderstood potlatches, which to the southeastern Alaskan Tlingit are usually times to remember the dead, not just the person honored, but all those who have gone before. It is hard to imagine a greater catharsis than having loved ones from all families and clans gather together to comfort the grieving. The text is Tlingit-English side by side, the language building with great power and beauty, as the following excerpt suggests. Yes. How very awkward it was to a Tlingit. Only when a person is commissioned did we touch a thing of this nature. Yes. At this moment, I would like to use this song. Yes. For your work. Yes. Those who came here, it is as if they are all from all over the world. Yes. Many people came here for your work. Yes. But it was not a tradition of our people to have the white people commission someone. This is why a man would go out to face the people's weapons. Then, when he was going to sing the song, he paced around the house. Now and then he would say, ho, 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 ho. He would cry out in fear for his life. Then he said, begin. Cry me out now. Cry me out now. Yes. This is the song we will use now. It's as if I'm going out in place of you, is how I feel, nephew. I'm the last one from the place I'm living. Yes. All in all, highly recommended for those, including Tlingits, who wish to understand more about the culture. This reviewer eagerly awaits the next book in the series.